To you, love and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our Protector, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's read the title of the sermon today, as prepared by Pastor Harold. Is the jungle out there? Yes, it's the jungle out there, as I said, prepared by Pastor Harold, based on Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. Could you imagine yourself in a deep jungle, a dark jungle? Some friends talk you into the trip, and here you are. You join the group, pay the fare, and hire the guide. You are now hiking in the middle of nowhere. But soon, you are all alone. You had just stopped for a minute to tie your shoe. And when you look up, no one was near. You quickly go to the right. But seeing nobody, wonder if the group went left. By the time you go left, you wonder if you should have gone right. You are alone. Time passes. How long has it been now? Helpless is how you feel. You cried out, I was not made for this place. Give me a big city and tall buildings, and I could call a taxi. But I was not made for this jungle. And also, you are not equipped. You have no machete to cut back branches and underbrushes. No signal flares, no food, no weapons. Plus, you have no clue how to get out. Sound like fun to you? No, me either. Well, given such circumstances, how would you feel? Would you feel fear? Sure. Anxiety? You bet. Anger? Maybe. Maybe you like to get your hands on those who convince you to take this trip. But most of all, what about hopelessness? No idea where to turn? No idea what to do? Who could blame you for sitting on a log, your face in your hands, and wondering, will I ever get out of this jungle? This morning, can you pause with me for a moment? Can you imagine this feeling of being without hope? If you can't, you can relate to many people in our world today. For many people, maybe for some here today, life is, well, like a jungle. Not a jungle of trees and branches. Or would that our jungles could be cut back and cleared out with a machete. No. The jungles faced by many today, maybe by you, are jungles filled with failing health, broken hearts, or empty wallets. Jungles filled with hospital walls, family problems, and bill collectors. We do not hear the screeching of birds or the roaring of lions, but we do hear the whispered lies of the devil, as he says, does God really love you? If he really loves you, would you be having this problem? You really are lost and alone. May as well give up. The main reason we exist as a congregation is give to people all around us the true, sweet, wonderful message that in Christ Jesus, there is a way out of any jungle. For many people, it is a jungle out there. But for too many people today, hope is in short supply. Not a very pretty picture, is it? But this dark picture is not complete. Put on your sunglasses. The picture is about to get much brighter. Why? Because Psalm 23, verse 3, David tells us this about our Lord, our shepherd. He restores my soul. You have imagined the emotions of being lost. Let's do the same for being rescued. What would it take to restore your hope? What would you need to re-energize your journey? Let's just mention three things. The first would be a person, not just any person. You need someone who has been in the jungle and knows his way out. Next, from him you need a new vision. You need him to lift up your spirits, to look you in the eye and say, "This isn't the end. Don't give up. There is a better place than this, and I will lead you there." And third, and perhaps most important, we need directions. Someone who doesn't just know the way, but who can himself take you to the right place. When you have this person, vision and direction, then you have someone who restores your hope, or to use David's word, he restores my soul. This is one of the key things Jesus, our Good Shepherd, does for us. He restores hope to the soul. My friend, whatever kind of jungles you may be in, everything changes when your rescuer appears. He is here today. He is here for you. He has never left your side. But he is especially and surely here in the proclamation of his word, in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, in the water of the holy baptism. We are in the gathering of his people, like what we are doing here today, the church. Jesus, your rescuer, is here and is here to restore your soul. Your loneliness diminishes because you have the strength of his person and his presence. Your despair decreases because he lifts up your eyes and your spirits, and his gift of a spiritual vision that sees beyond the immediate darkness. Your confusion begins to lift because he gives you his direction to take you where you need to be. Please note, you have not left the jungle. You are still in the jungle. This world of sin and death and darkness is still where we live. Our Christian faith is not some cheap escape from reality. It is not a ticket out of the jungle to some fantasy island where all is sweet and nice and make-believe. The jungle is still a jungle. It hasn't changed. But you have. You have changed because you have hope. And you have hope because you have someone who can lead you out. Jesus, your shepherd, knows that you are not made for this place, for this jungle of sin and death and darkness. So he has come to guide you out and lead you home. And to quote that old gospel song, "I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 puts it this way. You are like foreigners and strangers in this world. Jesus, your shepherd, has come, as say Psalm 23, to restore your soul. He is the perfect person to do so. In John chapter 10, verse 11, he has told us, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." He has been in this jungle of sin and death, and he has cut and cleared the pathway for you. He has walked your path. He has felt your pain. He has paid for your sins, and he has died your death. He has risen from death and defeated your grave. He has the right directions. He knows his way out of this sin and death's jungle. And he himself is your way out. Jesus tells us in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. He gives us the right vision as he looks us in the eye and lifts up our second spirit so we can declare with Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He who watches over me will not slumber. He will not sleep. He will watch over my life. Lest you miss the central truth of the Bible and of our Christian faith, hear it one more time. Jesus, your shepherd, does not just show us the way out of the jungle. He is the way out of the jungle. He does not tell us where to go. He is the way. The story is told of a man on an African safari deep in the jungle. The guy before him had a large machete and was whacking away the thick branches and heavy underbrush. The traveler, tired, hot, frustrated, and anxious, asked, where are we? Do you know where you are taking me? Where is the path? The experienced and patient guy looked back at the man and said, I am the path. We ask God the same questions. Where are you taking me? Where is the path? And like the guide, he does not necessarily tell us as we want to be told. He may give us a hint once in a while, but like the traveler, we cannot comprehend our way around the jungle. So our God gives us something much better than direction. He gives us himself. He says to us, I am the path. Does he remove the jungle? No, the vegetation is still there. The jungle is still around. The challenges are still there. But he restores our hope and gives us himself. He has promised to stay with us in this jungle until the very end. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and I am with you always to the very end of the age. We need that reminder. We all need that reminder, don't we? All of us need hope. Maybe some of you feel that you don't need it right now. Your jungle has become a meadow. And your life a delight. If such is the case, I am happy for you. But remember, you don't know what tomorrow brings. We cannot forget that we live in a world of sin and death. We could be one bend in the road from a jungle that challenges our faith and mocks our hope. But in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we lift up our eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we shake our fists at what this world throws our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we declare, it may be a jungle out there, but I have a good shepherd. And my shepherd is the Lord of the jungle. Why? Because he knows the way. He is the way. My Lord is my shepherd, and he restores my soul. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.